मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए, संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए, दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके। तू जो धरा पे पधारे गुल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे, गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे, हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके, मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
Thank you. Shanti. Today, the creator of the Brahmin world, Bap Dada, is looking at his Brahmin world. Each Brahmin is very special in the whole world. Each one is one out of millions. Because that one has recognized the Father who has come in an ordinary form, in an ordinary body. The comforter of hearts, Father, the comforter of hearts is giving the love of the heart to each child. Does each one of you also experience that the Father is merged in your heart? For the Father, every child is most lovely. And is also loved by all. All of you children have challenged all the souls that we are the ones who are having a yogi life. We are not merely those who do yoga, but we are those having a yogi life. And life doesn't is not only for a few hours, but life is something which is permanent, constant, forever. Therefore, you are in yogi life, that is, whilst moving around, whilst performing every action, you are experiencing yoga in life. Whether you are sitting in yoga or you are performing actions in yoga, you are experiencing a yogi life, because the aim of your life is to be always in a state of yoga, to be always in yogi stage. Do you experience your life to be a yogi life and a natural yogi life? But Dada is seeing the star of fortune on every child's forehead. What does he see? He says, my every child is the one who has claimed right to self-respect and is a self-sovereign. Where there is self-respect, there body consciousness cannot come. Right from the beginning till the end, till now, Bap Dada has given so many different types of self-respect to every child. Even now, if you remember your list of self-respect, it will be like rotating the beads of the rosary of self-respect and each and you will experience how you can be absorbed in each self-respect. However, Bap Dada doesn't like one thing of the children. Do you know which is that? You know which that is? Which Bap Dada doesn't like? What is that? When any child says to Baba that I have to sometimes work hard in trying to stabilize myself in a particular self-respect. I wish to experience it, but then I find it hard. Sometimes now Baba, the Father, is the Almighty Father. He cannot bear to see the children working so hard because where there is love, there is no hard work there. And if there is hard work being done, it means love is less. So, today at Amrit Vela, whether in this land or in other lands, today Bap Dada went on a tour everywhere. And what did Bap Dada observe? Bap Dada observed that some children were sitting in their stage of self-respect. And they were thinking that I am seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. They were thinking in this way. And they were also making effort to stabilize themselves in that stage of self-respect. that they are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. But then what were they lacking? Baba noticed that yes, they were remembering the self-respect, they were also thinking about it. However, they were not able to become an embodiment of that self-respect. And therefore, they were neither able to become an authority of that experience, nor were they able to experience it too. So this was lacking in them. Although they were thinking about it, although they were having those thoughts, but then they were not able to maintain that stage because they were not seated on the seat of the authority. In the world there are many types of authorities, but the biggest authority is the authority of experience. And this experience of self-respect has been given to you by the Almighty Authority. And therefore Baba could notice that he was trying to maintain that stage but wasn't able to become the embodiment of that self-respect. So Baba has noticed that how children, they sit, they also think, but only few are able to become the embodiment of that form. If one is experiencing the form of a particular self-respect, then body consciousness cannot come to that soul in any way. Our body consciousness cannot pull that soul anyhow. Therefore, what is needed is to become the embodiment of that experience and to be lost or absorbed in that experience. This is needed more now, to become the embodiment of it, to become the form of it, not just to think about it. In everything, in every subject, to become the embodiment of that self-respect. This is essential. whether it is knowledge, yoga, dharana, or seva, service. You need to become the embodiment of experience of in all the four subjects. Even Maya cannot shake the one who is an embodiment of experience. This is why today Bap Dada is telling all the children that today Bap Dada is wanting to see all the children becoming an embodiment of the experience of that form. There's a big difference between listening to something and thinking about something, but then after that, to become an embodiment of experience of what has been listened and or heard or thought of, that is complete, that is different altogether. Whatever you think, that you should be able to become an embodiment of experience of it. That is necessary. No one can shake a person who has got an experience. Why? Because self-respect and body consciousness. They are totally different. The one who has self-respect, that is, he is an embodiment of that stage, then body consciousness cannot come to him at all. For example, supposing there is darkness around and you switch on the light, then darkness vanishes automatically in an instance. You don't have to work hard to drive away darkness. Similarly, when you seat yourself on the seat of self-respect and switch on, when you switch on your self-respect by staying seated on that seat, then body consciousness vanishes instantly. Baba Bhaktada has given you so many different types of self-respect. You know your self-respect, don't you? You know it and you also make effort to stabilize yourself in that. However, to make effort to become that form and to become that form on itself, on its own, there's a big difference between the two. One is automatic and the other is you have to work hard to achieve it. Therefore, according to the present time, Bab Dada wishes that you should be able to become like the father easily and not have to work hard on that. Bab Dada doesn't like you working hard to attain this stage, and therefore each one of you should check whether I am in a karma yogi life or not. Life means constant, not only for a few hours. Ask yourself, have I become the embodiment of the experience of what my aim is? The aim is to experience a yogi life. The aim is to become an embodiment of experience. Am I coming close to that aim? Am I reaching that aim? Am I attaining that aim? I have to ask myself. Therefore, you have to experience yourself being a form of light shining in the center of the forehead. You yourself maintain that form, stabilize yourself in that form, become an embodiment of that awareness, not trying to have awareness, but becoming an embodiment of that awareness. So ask yourself, am I the embodiment of that awareness or not yet? Whether I am an embodiment of awareness or not, the proof of that is that where there is awareness, that is where someone is an embodiment of the experience of that awareness, there the power comes in that one automatically. It comes in every action too, and that one, whilst performing actions too, the experience is maintained. the actions may be different, tasks may be different, but in every task that experience will work, and he will be able to stabilize himself in that stage of an embodiment of experience. So today Bap Dada noticed that why children have to really work so hard. The children reach that stage of becoming an embodiment of experience number-wise. This is what Papa observed. Dada has love from the heart for every child, and therefore Baba cannot bear to see the children working so hard. In whichever subject the children have to work hard, whatever it may be, but Baba cannot bear to see the children working so hard. The word sometimes then has to be used. Why has the word sometimes to be used? Because it is because there is lackness in becoming the embodiment of experience in it. We are making effort but not becoming the embodiment of the experience of it. They're not able to become the embodiment of experience of that self-respect. You can experience the self-respect in all the four subjects too. You should be able to become an embodiment of experience in all the four subjects. So that body consciousness dare not come in front of you, just as darkness cannot come in front of light. It cannot stay there. Once there's light, darkness cannot stay there. You don't have to drive away darkness. But it is so natural that in a second, in an instant, darkness vanishes once light comes. If there is darkness, it means there is no light. Therefore, the greatest authority is the authority of experience. even if thousands of people try to change someone, but if that one has an experience, then nobody can change him. Just as you have tasted what sugar is, it, you know it is sweet, and if thousands of people tell you that sugar is not sweet and try to change your thinking, can they change your thinking? Because you have tasted it and you know that it is sweet. So no one can change your thinking, isn't it? Similarly, whatever subject it may be the subject of knowledge, subject of yoga, subject of dharana, or subject of service. If not all four, then even if in one subject you have to work hard to finish the weakness, then too it will not be said that you are successful. Whether it is in service or whether it is in dharana, if you are not able to change your sanskars or nature, it would mean that there isn't experience. Similarly, in yoga, the stage of stability or the stage of being the embodiment of a particular self-respect, if you are making effort in that or working hard to attain it, it means you do not have the experience of it. Or sometimes you say that I don't understand this. So when you say I don't understand this, it means you haven't become the embodiment of experience in that. Because experience is not that it is only sometimes and not at other times. It is a natural thing. Experience is a natural thing. It stays forever. Therefore, did you hear the reason for you having to work hard? So, you must have had this experience that whenever you are seated on a seat of any particular self-respect, that is, you are stabilized in that stage, or you are experiencing that stage, you have become the embodiment of that stage, then at that time you are not working hard to achieve it. It has become natural. Is it not? The experience becomes natural. So, as you have been told that will happen suddenly, it won't be told to you beforehand what is going to happen. Just as you saw how nature played havoc. So it has already started. Nature is creating havoc. New things are happening. An earthquake took place suddenly. And you saw that how in such a short time hundreds of thousands of souls left the body. Did they know one day before that tomorrow we will not survive, we will not live anymore? Similarly, so many accidents happen in different places. So these things will happen suddenly. They have already started happening. Together at one time, so many people, their ticket is being cut. That means they are leaving the body. The ticket is being cut. That is, they have to go. Therefore, at such a time, are you ever ready? You won't say at that time, well, I'm trying to make effort to be ever ready. At that time you can't say that. Ever ready means ever ready means the moment you create a thought of any self-respect or any blessing, instantly you become the embodiment of that. You create a thought and become the embodiment of that instantly. This is why today Bap Dada is drawing your attention towards this point. You can make the seed of self-respect or blessing, give the fruit of that instantly. You have to experience it in this way. Just saying, I'm trying, that will not work. even if you say that I'm trying, and you are really trying, then you have to do it right now. You have to do it straight away, because something which you have practiced for a long time, only that helps at the time of need. So it's not just trying or making effort for that, but it is needed that there be an experience to attain it. All of you have received the experience, the authority of experience from the Almighty Father Himself, who is the Almighty in that experience. It is He who has given you this authority. You all have an experience of body consciousness, don't you? Do you have to remember body consciousness, that and only after that you remember who you are? For example, if your name, whatever it is which has been given to you on the for the body, so that is body consciousness. I am so and so. You tell your physical name, and that is so much in you. And if somebody would tell you, no, you are not that one, you are not that one, the name which is yours, and somebody tells you, no, you are not that person, will you accept it? He changes the name and calls you by some other name, will you accept it? Whatever name you got at birth, that became part of your body consciousness, and that has become so strong in you that you can never forget it. Supposing somebody else is called, but using your name. He's not calling you, but he's calling somebody else. Probably that one also possesses the same name. And then the moment you hear your name, immediately you will become attentive and look towards him and say that he's calling you, because he has announced your name. Though somebody else may be having that same name too. So much body consciousness is there. So firm this consciousness of the body is there. Similarly, you have to become an embodiment of self-respect. You have to become a self-sovereign to such an extent that it's so strong in you that nobody can shake it. You say, don't you, that in the transformation which has come in you is part of your life. So if it's part of your life, that means it is transformed for good, is it not? And what have you transformed? From body consciousness, you transform to soul consciousness, to self-respect, to self-sovereignty. This is the transformation, is it not? Therefore, check. Check whether I have become an embodiment of knowledge, or am I just listening to knowledge and speaking knowledge, that's all? Have I become the embodiment of it, or am I just listening and speaking knowledge only? Gyan means knowledge, and the practical form of knowledge is, the practical form of knowledge is that knowledge is light, knowledge is might. Baba speaking English words. Knowledge is light, knowledge is might. And therefore to become the embodiment of knowledge means whatever actions you perform, they will be filled with light and might. That is, they will be right actions. This is called to become an embodiment of knowledge. Not just the one who speaks knowledge, but the one who becomes an embodiment of knowledge. The one who becomes an embodiment of yoga. An embodiment of yoga means the one who has conquered his sense organs. That is, he is a self-sovereign of, he is a sovereign over every sense organ. This is called self-sovereignty. This is called to become an embodiment of yoga. It's also called yukti, yukta jivan, a life filled with the right methods, doing every action in the right way. So if one is an embodiment of knowledge, an embodiment of yoga, then each virtue is imbibed automatically. Where there is knowledge and yoga, that is, one is yog yukt, having yog in life, there the inculcation of virtues become automatic. Then service also will happen every moment automatically. Whether it is service to the mind, or service through words, or service through actions, or whether it's service with coming close to those one contact and relationship, but every moment it is service. That is, that service is continuous, non-stop, without any break. It is service happening even while coming in contact and relationship with people. At that time also it is service. For example, your brother or sister, anyone in the Brahmin family. Supposing he's not happy, or he's a little bit sulky, he's a little dull in his stage. Maybe it's because of his own sanskar, which is disturbing him. Or it could be someone who's in your contact, and you create enthusiasm in that person, you help him, you cooperate with him, you give him affection, love. Even that is service of someone, your charity is accumulated. Even then, if you are able to make someone who has fallen to rise, this also is an act of charity. Therefore, to serve even those who are in your contact or relationship, to serve them is also the sign of a true server. It is the task, the duty of a true server. It's not that somebody should tell you to do service, or you are told to do and then you do and then you call that service. No. You are told to do service and you do it. But you do it yourself through your mind, your words, your actions, through your contacts, through your relationships, in every step. Service should happen automatically. Baba has observed many times that some children, when they come in contact with anyone and they see that someone's sanskars or nature is little bit odd, that is, it isn't the way it should be, it's not accurate, little bit odd. But then to say, oh, he's like that, this person can never change. It is a waste of time serving this person. Even a thought of this type, if it comes, or to even create such a thought, is that right? Is that right to create such a thought that this person is useless, he will never change, it's a waste of time serving him? Here you see that you are serving nature and you will make nature satopradhan. Even nature you are going to make satopradhan. And there it's a human being, it's a human soul. He's calling himself a Brahmin child. But he is under the influence of a particular sanskar or nature. You say that you are challenging that you can change nature, matter as well. So matter is inanimate. Here this is a human being. It is a living thing. Someone living, human being, and he is in your relationship. Therefore, a true server will always have good wishes for everyone, because only in this way he can earn charity. But if he says, oh, this person is like this, he can never change, by thinking this way or by saying that, it doesn't show your good wishes for that person. This is in a subtle way hatred for that person. After all, he is your brother or she is your sister. After all, he is Baba's child, and that one is saying my Baba. He is saying my Baba, is it not? Therefore, a true server will always keep giving good wishes, come what may. He will not lack or go behind in this service too, because he will earn charity by giving good wishes in this way too. You don't have to push someone down more who is falling. You don't push him more down, you pick him up, don't you? This is to be called a true server, a real charitable soul. Therefore, check yourself in this way. Do you have that much enthusiasm for service? Or do you have enthusiasm for service in this way too? This is called to become the one who is an authority of experience. This is now what Bap Dada wants from all of you. To become an image of experience, to become an authority of experience, and bring that authority into action. The one who is able to become an embodiment of experience in all the four subjects and becomes an authority of experience and uses that authority into action, or brings that authority into action and also finishes anything which is lacking for achieving that is paying so much attention to the self. The one who really wants to do that, raise your hand. This is the hand of your mind, is it not? Not just the hand of the body, but the hand of the mind, is it not? Raise your hand again, the hand of your mind. Because
recently,
Bap Dada will take your result on Shivratri day. The next meeting is Shivratri. So Baba is saying that Baba will take the result. Nothing should be lacking in giving good wishes to all. The other person's sanskar may not be very good, but at least that person is so powerful that he is able to shake your good wishes, he is able to lessen your good wishes. That means he is more powerful than you, is it not? That he is able to reduce your good wishes for him. Just as you saw in Brahma Baba, didn't you? He experienced, he saw so many things. He did so many things because he was responsible, wasn't he? In spite of all that, at the end, he gave the good wishes to everyone in the form of three words. You remember those three words, don't you? You remember those three words, don't you? He himself became incorporeal, egoless and voiceless. He left the body or became avyakt in that stage itself. He did not give anyone the feeling that he was settling his karmas, or his karmas, settling of karmas was finishing. Did anyone come to know? He became avyakt instantly. So, Brahma Baba became an angel, an instance. So, you to have received this blessing to become an angel like Brahma Baba. He did it. And now you have to follow Brahma Father. Brahma. You had love for Brahma Baba, and even now, although you did not see Brahma Baba in the corporeal form, even then, all of you have love for Brahma Baba, who is in the avyakt form now. It is seen that in the subject of love, all of you, or majority of you, are past. You all have great love for Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. It is this love which is making you move forward. Even if the dharana is not, even if dharana may not be there, there could be something lacking in any subject, but then in the subject of love, majority of you, or majority of, or all of you are past. It is love which is making you move forward. Why have all of you come here? In which aeroplane have you come? You have come and reached here in the aeroplane of love. You have come in the aeroplane of love and reached here. Bap Dada has love even for the last child, however he may be, whatever he may be, but he is past in the subject of love for Baba. Because the father has love of the heart for every child, however he may be, but he says, he's my child. Just as you say, my Baba, so what does the Baba say? Babas will say, my child. This type of pure feeling should be there for everyone amongst you too. Don't see anyone's sanskars or nature. Don't allow that sanskars or nature to spoil the relationship or spoil the love. It's not right that your love be reduced because you don't like someone's nature. After all, it's a family. And which family is it? It's the Brahmin family. It's God's family. Come what may let it be, any reason, but do not reduce your love for anyone. Is it like that? Do you think that you lack the love? No, love should be for everyone. Here, love means good wishes. Good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. However he may be, he is your family member. He is a member of God's family. The one who has accepted that he is part of the family of God. The one who has accepted this, that he is a member of the family of God, it means, family means love. If in a family there is no love, then that's not a family. So, what lesson did you learn today? Did you learn it by heart? Did you make it firm in you? Let there be good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. This is God's family. And this family and this love for God's family happens only now at this time. At no other time in the cycle it happens, and also it's only this type of love can be only in God's family, it can't be in any other family too. Therefore check because if the good wishes and pure feelings are not there in relationship, that also creates an obstacle. Therefore, only when you become free of obstacles, you will become experienced, and through the authority of experience, make others experienced too. Okay. All those who are first-timers, they stand up. All the first-timers stand up. Baba wants all the first-timers to stand up who have come for the first time and also wave to Baba. Raise your hand to Baba. The first-timers. Look behind, see there's so many first-timers. Baba is addressing the first-timers. To all the first-timers, special congratulations. Why? Because
too late ki bajaye
you have come before the too late board is put up. Although it is late, but you have come before the too late board is put up. To all of you who have come for the first time, Bap Dada is sharing the good news. That even if you have come late, you make intense efforts. That is, you experience a flying stage and wish to move forward, then through that intense effort you can go ahead. But for that there is need of intense effort. Not ordinary effort. Ordinary effort won't do. Every time when Bap Dada sees the first timers, he is happy and all the others too, that is the other members of the family, the whole family, are also happy to see you. So Baba is happy to see you and the whole family is happy to see you. You have reached form and you have claimed the right to the inheritance. This is why Bap Dada says, welcome, bhale padhare, welcome. Welcome, O children who had who were lost and now you have come back. Welcome. Welcome. You may sit down. Okay, what is to be done now?
Rajasthan
and Indore zone are the
Rajasthan
It's their turn of doing service, so they are being told to stand up. Rajasthan zone and Indore zone. us, those of Indore, raise your hand. Now those of Rajasthan, raise your hand. Okay, now you may sit down. Both of you have played your part of service very well. Dada has seen that you do service with great zeal and enthusiasm, and you also make others do service in the same way. All the different types of service you do enables you to earn your income in different ways. One great benefit of this is that each one of you gets the fruit of the charity you do, and it is accumulated in your account. Here the atmosphere of the study, the atmosphere of the big family, the atmosphere of love, all that helps to give strength in the effort you do, because the atmosphere, the vibrations and bathing in knowledge all that helps a great deal. People go on pilgrimage places and they take a dip in the river. Even if they take a dip once, they think it's a great charitable act they have done. Here, as many days you stay, that many days you shower you bathe in knowledge and the versions of knowledge keep ringing in your ears all day. Yogi souls, the souls who love God and are loved by God, their vibrations automatically work and you receive that as well. You get the benefit of also staying in solitude. If someone wants to keep himself busy in study and churning, self-study and churning, then even in a few days, he can create a good fortune for the future. He gets a chance for that too. This is in this way the task of the yajna is done, and also your own stage is uplifted. Dada has noticed that majority of you have great zeal and enthusiasm for service. In all the zones, the zeal and enthusiasm for service is there. Those of Indore are increasing their centers and are giving a message and making souls come closer. Similarly, Rajasthan too is moving forward in the same way. These days the wave is good of serving. Everywhere this wave is there, and Bab Dada also is giving the signals that to whichever zone someone may belong to, from wherever he or she has come, Shivratri is Baba's birthday and also the birthday of service. It's the beginning of service too. We started on Shivratri. And also the birthday of all the souls. Just as if it is some prominent person of the government's his birthday, then his birthday is celebrated in a grand way, is it not?
जैसे गांधी बापू जी का
just as Bapu Gandhi ji, how they celebrate his birthday so well. Well, today is his death anniversary. So Baba's remembering his birthday, 2nd of October. So and if it is Independence Day, then what they do, they give everyone a flag, and some or many also hoist a flag on their houses. So it's a special occasion, is it not? Similarly, Shiv Jayanti is a special occasion. It's the birthday of God, of the Father, as well as the birthday of the children. Therefore, on such a day, on Shivratri day, there should be a special celebration. So what special celebration are you going to do? Bap Dada has this thought that on this Shivratri, or maybe even one week before Shivratri or 1 week after Shivratri, during those days, all those souls whom you know, maybe your the people in your building, in your society, in your community, or in your office, wherever you go, give them the message. Tell them that if they wish to claim the inheritance from the Father, they should take it now. Give this message to them that they can take the inheritance now. No one in your society, in your colony, should tell you or complain to you that why are you giving the message so late. So give them well in advance, before the end. Otherwise they'll say, why didn't you tell us earlier? You're telling us now at the end when everything is over. If you would have told us earlier, we would have done something. Because at the end, the only thing they will say is, oh God, it's all over now. That's what they will say. They will say, you came and I did not recognize you. They will complain to you. Therefore, on the Shivratri day, somehow or the other, make a program of this type so that you are able to give the message to those whom you know. Then it's up to them, it's their fate. But so you do your work. Let the message reach to them anyhow, anyway, and it's up to them how they take it. But you give them the message, then it's all up to them what they do. tell them today is a very special day, it's a very big day, the day of the birthday of Shiva, God, and I'm giving you the message that Shiva has come, God has come, so that later on they don't complain to you that why didn't you tell us before. Even now when you have programs, what do they say? Even now they say, I came to know only now, they say. Why didn't you tell us before? They tell you that, don't you? Don't they? So, therefore, Shivratri is the birthday of Bap Dada, is the birthday of the children, all the older ones. When do you celebrate your birthday? On Shiv Jayanti, don't you, all of you? Therefore, it's the birthday of so many souls. Therefore, distribute this sweet of giving them the message of the Father on this day of the Father's birthday. Okay, will you distribute this sweet to all? Will you? Will you raise your hand if you will celebrate, if you will distribute this sweet? Nobody should stay without getting the message. Do any method, adopt any method, hold a function or through letters, you know, send them by post, but nobody should be left behind. Let it be by any method, but you send them the message. They should receive the message. Therefore, sit together, find out different methods, maybe 3-4 ways of how to give the message, and the message should be given. Those from different wings, they too should give the message to those who are in the connection. Along with the message that the Father has come, also give, tell them the importance of this day. You like this suggestion? You like it? Okay. Even those who live in villages, you have served them and they have become Brahmins, you give them the message, whether you go to them personally or you send them a message, but you should serve them. Let this message go to every home. Tell them what Shivratri means. What does it mean when we say the birthday of Shiva? In this too, Baba will see which zone does the most and who comes first. Keep the account. Bap Dada will see the result, which zone distributed more, the most leaflets, which zone gave message to the maximum. Baba will want to see the result. Each one should remain busy. Nobody should remain free. देखिए एंड राजस्थान इंदौर एंड राजस्थान
दोनों की विशेषता
बोथ आर लव्ड बाय ब्रह्मा बाबा foundation of Indoor was laid by Brahma Baba and it was Bap Dada who made the first museum in Rajasthan, you know, Jaipur. But during Brahma Baba's time, Baba paid so much attention to that museum in Jaipur. So Baba says, of course, Shiv Baba is there, but both zones are loved by Brahma Baba. Therefore, they are under the canopy of Brahma Baba. The canopy of protection on both the zones is always there. Of course, the canopy of protection is on all the zones, but on these two particular zones, a special canopy of protection is there. Whenever a trans messenger goes into trance and the advanced party emerges in the subtle region, then at that time, in the advanced party souls, they have a lot of heart-to-heart conversation about the service done at the beginning. All your Maharathis who became instrumental for establishment, most of them are also now instrument in the advanced party at this time. Therefore, Bap Dada, when he invites them to the subtle region, he chats with them about the service done at the beginning. And Bap Dada and the advanced party, they have only one thought, that now when should the gate be open, because advanced party too cannot open the gate on their own, and Bap Dada too cannot open the gate on his own. They have to open together. Therefore, those of the advanced party as well as Bap Dada both are asking you that all of you to have that when will you become ever ready and reach your angelic and incorporeal stage. Nowadays, even nature is calling out to Baba a great deal. Even nature is calling out to Baba a great deal and saying, Baba, there's too much burden on its head. The burden of the minds, the burden of the bodies. Nature is burdened with all that too. Therefore, everyone is invoking you. Now,
Nisara,
show the scene of being ever ready. That scene of being ever ready is either you be in your angelic stage or you be in your incorporeal stage to the maximum extent as possible. That is, reveal these two stages. You are making incognito effort, no doubt, but then these stages should be revealed through you, through your forehead. To your forehead, light should be experienced through your eyes, spirituality, the power of spirituality should be experienced through your eyes, light should be experienced through your forehead, through your face. A sweet smiling face should be experienced. If you ask for the date of destruction, then everyone will start thinking. Because all the Mahavirs, the Maharathis, they have to go together in a group. They don't have to go at different times. First, their ever-ready stage has to be revealed here, because only through that the Father will be revealed. Bhaktada will be revealed, the task, God's task will be revealed. Therefore, do intense effort now, help one another to do intense effort. Make them move forward. Make them go ahead. Give support to the weak ones. Prepare such a group, such a gathering. Okay, what? Three wings are here. Spark wing, scientist engineer's wing, and rural development wing. So, So yeah, you are giving your introduction very well, because all the three wings, so these are of light, anubhuti se samarthi, these are of spark, those with the crown are of spark, taj, the crown ones are with
spark wale, taj wale.
So light and crown are with those of who are the spark, spark wing. Bap Dada heard the news of all the three wings. All the three wings. Have done very good, successful meetings. And all of you have also made plans for the future. Bap Dada is happy. Now everyone wants to take number one in service. On seeing the zeal and enthusiasm of this type, which all of you have in service, especially to these three wings, Bap Dada is congratulating you multi-million times. You have made very good plans. Yes, you have made very good plans. And you have lots of zeal and enthusiasm. Therefore, to all the three wings, Bap Dada says, whatever plans you have made, they need to be brought into practical form as quickly as possible. Bap Dada likes the plans you have made. Nowadays, phone system is very good. You can also have conference calls. So whoever is instrument for whichever wing, you can do conference call with the members of your wing. Because if you instill zeal and enthusiasm in people in your town, in your city, then just like in a meeting, the enthusiasm comes. So too, from time to time, you have to ask the result and instill enthusiasm in even those who are in your town. It is good. These boards which you have, you show it to the public, that you show it to everyone. So just reverse it. if you are standing up to watch these three banners, everybody these days is also worried about nature, global warming. Baba is talking about that. You can give message to everyone that through your mind you can improve nature. You have made the plan, but now everywhere you have to come together and make a program and announce that. You can also make small programs, but then you need to make a big sound for that. Whatever programs are being held at the moment, Bap Dada has seen that it's a good method for spreading the sound. Also, whatever you are doing, that is good, and in order to progress further, take everyone's suggestion and improve your programs and make them more and more beautiful. Wherever you go, or even in small places, let this sound spread that Brahma Kumaris are doing some program. So don't just sit still, do something. With more and more zeal and enthusiasm, spread the sound. Now the time has come for people to come closer to you. The atmosphere of disinterest, the atmosphere of wanting something new, of seeing something new, that desire is coming in the people. So, take each other's suggestions and spread the sound of zeal and enthusiasm everywhere. Every main town, main city should get the message, let the whole news come in the newspapers that the Brahma Kumaris have done this, they have done that, they are doing this, they are doing that. So let this news spread. Whether it is through radio or through television, in all these different modes of media, this voice, the sound should spread. In your area too, you can spread the sound through radio and television. Okay. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to all of you. The different beings are doing everything with lots of zeal and enthusiasm, and you continue doing it in this way. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene baithe hain.
Double foreigners,
Sindhi group bhi aaye,
and also the Sindhi group from abroad has come. All of you stand up, please. All the double foreigners and the Sindhi group too from abroad. Everyone, please stand up. All the double foreigners and the Sindhi group, which has come from Lagos, New York, St. Thomas. All have got up? Yes, yes, good. Those from the Sindhi group, raise your hand. Nari Bhai, Brother Nari and his Sindhi group, they have come from different countries. Baba is telling the Sindhi group, this is a very good method of doing service. Baba is talking to Nari Bhai that he has brought the Sindhis with him. He have become instrumental in this, and Bab Dada congratulates you for bringing the group, because in this way at least everyone got the message. Not many of you have come, but so many must have got the message, the introduction. So people will like this way. Their service is done, and also coming here and experiencing even that is done. So you have done, given the message, and also brought everyone here. And all those who have come here, you are getting their blessings too. It is good. So, Shiv Baba, which place he liked very much for him to descend? He liked Sindh, didn't he? He descended in Sindh. Shiv Baba descended in Sindh. So you're lucky, aren't you? Because he descended in your land. Because there's so much importance given to the place where one is born, or one descends or incarnates. You'll see how the Prophet's souls, wherever they were born, those places are of so much importance. There are so many memorials there in the places where the Prophet's souls were born. So Sindh is the birthplace of God. And therefore that place also has a big importance. Now, Janak, Baba's telling Janki Dadi, Baba used to always call her Janak. So Janak is making the program now for having Sindhi conferences everywhere, you know, that is making the program. So Baba's telling Janak is making the program that now, whomever you know, whomever you know, send them this message. Tell them all the Sindhis whom you know, tell them that we have taken a small place and now that place will become big one day. Bap Dada is drawing your attention that wherever you are there, know the atmosphere around and then take a step forward. Because these people won't take time to change. So the place where God descended, there too revolution should take place. Probably Baba is referring to Karachi, I think. I don't know where, about which place Baba is referring to. So whichever religion they may belong to, but after all they are children of God. They are children of one Father. Everyone has a right to listen to God's message. The Father's message. So probably Baba is talking about Karachi. In Karachi we have got a small house, a small center there. So Baba is telling all the Sindhis that to all of you who have come, Bap Dada is congratulating you. Congratulations, congratulations. Okay, you may sit. The Sindhis, Baba is telling them to sit. Okay, double foreigners can stand. All double foreigners stand. Bap Dada has seen that how double foreigners are very clever in taking a chance. You reach here somehow. From anywhere. And also come with good service plans. You also make your gathering strong. you have found a good place. Meeting the father, meeting the family, and also doing progress through the program. Baba likes this, you know, Baba's talking about retreats being held in Madhuban, programs, training, and meetings in Gyan Sarovars. Baba likes that. You all come here, meet, and make your groups powerful. Each one of you should try to become an example that in whichever country you are, whichever place you are, wherever you are, however many centers there are in that country, all of them stay free of obstacles. So you become an example or set an example for others. Take a number ahead in becoming obstacle free place. In India also they are making effort, but it has been announced yet which center is totally free of obstacles. But you, double foreigners, can take a number ahead. Whoever takes the number of being called obstacle-free center. You have kept very good courage. And you are also getting good help. Bhaktada has noticed that whatever you prepare, whatever service you do, whatever or whomever you meet, whomever you serve, you then don't stop there, but then you move forward and continue doing, keeping the connections, you follow up very well. So Baba is happy to know that you follow up very well with whomever you connect. It is good. You are spreading the wave of zeal and enthusiasm very well. And you add some or the other speciality every year to whatever you did in the previous year. This is why Padam Guna congratulates you multi-million times. Yes, all of you can clap for the double foreigners. Okay. What will Indore do? Will you show an example? Show someone who becomes number one? Whether Indore does or Rajasthan does? Take the number ahead. Do you have the courage? Baba is looking at Aarti Ben of Indore soon. You have made Bap Dada your companion. Bap Dada is with you. The only thing is you have to become an instrument. Double foreigners, you may sit down. Bap Dada is seeing each child's speciality. Every child has some or the other speciality in him or her. This is why Bap Dada is seeing every child in an individual way as
Vijay Swarup,
a victorious soul. There's a future victorious soul. Because all of you have to become companions and go back together. You are here together and you will go back together. And will come and come together with Brahma Baba to rule. Okay. To all the children everywhere.
Oh.
Bab Dada is happy to see all the children everywhere, and in that happiness he sings the song, Wah, my children, wah. The father is in every child's heart, and each child is in the father's heart. And also seeing such a huge family in Madhuban, everyone is so happy and singing, Wah, Madhuban, Wah. Because Madhuban is the asylum. Madhuban is the asylum for everyone. This is why you all come running to Madhuban. Now, you have to fulfill all the hopes the father has in you children. You have to fulfill these hopes as quickly as possible. You have to become an embodiment of experience in all the four subjects. Dada is watching all the children sitting here and is watching all the children from this land as well as from foreign lands, how everyone is so happy to see Bab Dada, this facility of signs. Is progressing very well at this time. For the world, these new inventions are meant for the world, but they are actually benefiting you a great deal at this time. Because even those who are far away in distance are able to feel that they are so close. So congratulations to those scientists who have made these facilities for you, who have invented these gadgets for you. Okay. To all the children everywhere in this land and in foreign lands, to all the children, lots and lots of love from the heart and remembrance. So please accept lots and lots of love and love from the heart and in remembrance. And namaste to such special children.